tweet at TodaySOR.
There's just a week left now to save Ireland's first community-funded emergency air ambulance service, as staff behind it say it's been busier than expected in its first 5 months of operation, leading to a funding crisis. It's based near Mallow, and Brian O'Connell has the story. Brian, this is a unique model for Ireland, but it needs a lot of money.
Well, it needs a lot of money because it's been so successful since it launched in July. And it's a charity model, Sean. So there's a model like this in operation in Northern Ireland. There's some in Britain. But it's, I suppose, the first of its kind here. And it grew from a rapid response charity, which was initially in West Cork. And what they provide here is an air ambulance. It's fully staffed. It's equipped to intervene in life-saving situations. And it gets patients to hospital. And I suppose it gets them to the most appropriate hospital as quickly as possible, as well as having specially trained staff. They would cover quite a significant area in the south, and as I said, they've 250 missions since July, significantly ahead of targets. So this has resulted in a very problematic funding shortfall. Now, we're going to hear from one parent shortly whose life was turned upside down just before Christmas when her young son needed urgent medical care. But first, I visited the base of the service, which is in Racoole. Racoole's near Mallow in North Cork. And I heard from the operators firsthand just about how critical this funding issue is. Let's hear from Ruth Bruton here just as the helicopter was taking off.
So the helicopter is an Augusta Wesson 109E aircraft, and it's specifically created for a helicopter emergency medical service role. So there's three crew on board.
We can just hear it starting to power up now.
And when a 999 call comes in, they can be airborne within about 2.5 minutes.
So it's just taken off there?
Yeah. So they take off in a really quick time from when they get a call. And then we have a separate building here that houses the operations crew, the crew that will go on the aircraft. So that's two medics and a pilot. On the chart you'll see here in front of you, up to Ennis and County Clare, if you draw a curved line around there towards Dungarvan and Waterford, we put that whole area of the south within 20 minutes of life-saving care. So that's about 25,000 square kilometres. So on one hand, we're bringing medics to the scene of the incident really, really quickly with the air ambulance. On the other hand, we're rapidly transporting that casualty to the hospital that best suits their needs, not just the closest one. We're flying at least two missions a day on average.
And give me a sense of the kind of calls you've had.
We've had many, many calls. There have been medical calls that we've done to patients with anaphylaxis, which means a severe allergic reaction, which can be fatal. There have been calls for trauma emergencies like road traffic collisions. We even landed on a race course to help an injured jockey. It's from the farmyard to the roadside to landing in people's gardens because they're ill or injured in their house.
Quite a flexible and wide-ranging service there, Brian, as Ruth has been telling you. How is this service currently funded?
Well, interestingly, they partnered with UCD and the National Ambulance Service. National Ambulance Service will provide all the staff and the crew. So the costs to run the service are quite significant. The charity needs €2 million a year. If you break that down, Sean, each life-saving mission would cost about €3,500. Like, we already have the Air Corps in at loan, but as you heard, there's clearly a demand for this service based on the high number of calls in the first 5 months.
And what's the shortfall, Brian?
Well, you see, the shortfall at the moment is €400,000. I think they've about 18,000 of that raised. They've got about a week to go. Part of the issue here is because of they have very significant fuel bills, they have to pay VAT on that. And that could run into hundreds of thousands of euro per year. Now, if you look to the UK, many operations like this would be VAT exempt. So that's a big issue they have. Also, they didn't get any initial funding from government. Obviously, there's some funding by way of funding the National Ambulance Service, but they didn't get any money up front. So they've had to fundraise pretty quickly. Now, this is Ruth Bruton talking about the funding issues.
A charitably funded model is successful. We need to spread the message that we are charitably funded. We need people to support us. And if that support can come from the public, from our elected officials, if there's ways that we can have supports. For example, we pay VAT on our service, so we have to pay VAT on the fuel and to provide the service and from
Any
government.
Any idea what your VAT bill would be?
Hundreds of thousands of euro for a full calendar year.
I suppose some people might say or might criticise service and say, well, you're only up and running 5 months and now suddenly you've no money.
The service costs money to provide it. So to fly it every day, to have our pilots here, to pay our fuel, to have the helicopters here, which costs money, those bills add up every day. But every day we're flying, we're helping more people.
But it just seems like a lot of money to fundraise every year, 2 million euro.
It sounds like a lot of money, but we estimate that in 2020 we could fly 600 missions.
You've got about a week to go before what? Before the money runs out?
Yeah, so we've another week to go before we have to ground the aircraft, and we need 400,000 euro in. So we've set up a GoFundMe page.
Would there not have been a contingency when you set up 6 months ago to say, if it goes better than expected, we need to have a bank account here somewhere?
We anticipated being, called on to do a certain number of missions, about 500 in the year. And the fact that we've already done 250 in 5 months, people needed the help and we want to respond and we want to be there. And it is a successful model across in Northern Ireland and into, mainland UK. So it can be done. We just need to, spread the word that we need the help.
Ruth Bruton there explaining the funding, difficult financial situation, obviously, Brian. But you want to bring me now one family story and an interview with a mother who received a call before Christmas.
They're a very private family, live in West Cork, 4 children. And were it not for the air ambulance, there could have been a very fatal, there could have been actually a fatal outcome when their 1.5-year-old suddenly took ill before Christmas. He had a temperature related seizure, which became very serious indeed. I'll let this person, Sean, tell the story from the day they received the phone call just before Christmas.
I was in Cork and I got that phone call that no mother wants to receive. And our son, who is very young, had taken ill suddenly and unexpectedly, and in the blink of an eye we were faced with a medical emergency. He was with the family friend who had the presence of mind to act immediately. It was phenomenal from the emergency services, the guards, the National Ambulance Service, the paramedics. The air ambulance was tasked. He had a prolonged seizure that they couldn't control, and they were able to perform an intervention which brought him around. I was, just receiving information, that he was in good care. And a vital link in that was the air ambulance. And, how swiftly they were able to get him to Cork. We live an hour away by road on a good day if there's no traffic. And he was in Cork in 12 minutes.
How's your little lad doing now?
He's absolutely perfect. Fully recovered. Fantastic, yeah.
You must find it surprising then when you hear that the service is in trouble financially.
Yeah, I suppose, having had first-hand experience of it, I suppose up until that point, it's not something that would have been on my mind, to be honest. But now, because we have experienced it firsthand and we have seen how vital a link it is, it surprises me that such a vital service is facing a difficulty like this.
So that's just one parent's story, Sean. I did ask the Department of Health, by the way, if any government funding may be forthcoming to try and save this service in a way. And I got quite an interesting response, actually. They pointed out the fact that the service is working in partnership with the National Ambulance Service, but that assurances were given that this charitable model was sustainable. The department tells me that during the budget 2020 discussions, there was no indication given that the charity was not achieving sufficient income to maintain the service. And they say in the agreement that was put in place, it's been made clear that in the event that donations would fall short, the HSE would not be able to maintain the service. But they have asked for the National Ambulance Service to work closely with the service to see what kind of provisions they can put in place. There is a GoFundMe page, there's a Facebook page, and all the details are on icrr.ie.
Brian, thank you very much indeed for bringing us that report. Brian O'Connell reporting there on that first community-funded emergency air ambulance now in need, urgently in need of an extra €400,000 to stay operating. Our Friday gathering is next.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.